Creating a web page has become really easy these days. You don't have to be a programmer to design a web page. Today, if you want to create a website, you'll probably try some of the content management system, what commonly known as CMS. Two of the most popular among them are WordPress and Joomla. And the good news is, both of them are open source. I will be discussing some of the major advantages and disadvantages of those systems. I would like to begin with Joomla, which is one of the best CMS for designers, web developers, and administrators. If you are a developer, you can choose that system because it offers large capacity for customization and development. Furthermore, there are many developers who create tools which rapidly improve the performance of Joomla. Its features are constantly improving and users can enjoy more features. However, when you take a look at that user interface of that system, you'll find it not so easy to use for people who do not have any idea of web development, and it is also far from user-friendly. WordPress, on the other hand, is one of the easiest to use for system available today in the internet. Although many people think that WordPress can be used for blogging only, you can easily configure it to work in many other ways. Furthermore, to install that CMS on a server is really easy. That way, you will allow people who do not have any knowledge in web development to create their website in a minute. In conclusion, I'd like to say that the choice between those systems depend on the purpose of your website and also on your knowledge of web development and design. In addition, when you compare the simplicity of both those systems, you will notice that working with WordPress is a lot easier. So there are many beginners who choose it instead of Joomla. When you take a particular project, you should check exactly what are the requirements of your client before you choose any of those CMS.